You should see the blokes at Rodwell's Deniliquin, Cobb Highway roundabout.
1521 2QN weather.
A possible shower today and 21 degrees. Tomorrow should be sunny, 22 degrees. Then mostly sunny on Friday and 22 degrees. Sunny for Saturday, 23 degrees. Then the cloud returns on Sunday, 23 degrees. And showers on Monday and Tuesday, 22 degrees. Around the country today in Adelaide, mostly cloudy, 20 degrees. Alice Springs, sunny, 23 degrees. Brisbane, windy with rain, 20 degrees. Broome, sunny, 32 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower, 17 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Hobart, mostly cloudy, 15 degrees. Melbourne, cloudy, 20 degrees. Perth, showers increasing, 25 degrees. Sydney, showers increasing, 19 degrees. And around the world today, in Beijing, mostly cloudy, 32. Brasilia, hazy, 25. Buenos Aires, mostly cloudy, 22. Cape Town, a possible shower, 16. Lagos, increasing sunshine, 30 degrees. London, mostly cloudy, 19 degrees. Los Angeles, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Mexico City, rain, 20 degrees. New Delhi, sunny, 42 degrees. New York, sunny, 27 degrees. Singapore, thunderstorms, 33 degrees. Tokyo, sunny, 27 degrees. And in Wellington, a possible thunderstorm, a top of 9 degrees. Currently, locally, we have 10 degrees. We have a 14 kilometre per hour wind from the east. The humidity is 83% and the barometer is 1020 and rising.
Across southern New South Wales and northern Victoria, you're listening to 1521 2QN.
And this is what the birds do when they get up in the morning.
Ow! Get it, baby!
They shake a tail feather. Right. Good morning.
Well, I heard about the fellow you've been dancing with.
Elvis Presley, Return to Sender. It's 12 past 6 on 2QN. Good morning, Samuel Gordon-Stewart with you, filling in for Dixie, who has the week off, and that song there. I suppose it's appropriate to say good morning to all of the friendly folks at the Deniliquin Post Office this morning. And coming up in just a few moments, we'll have a look at the lucky $5 note, and we've got the lost and found coming up as well. This is David Dundas, Jeans On. 12 past 6. Good morning.
When I wake up, I pull my blue jeans on.
People getting dressed at this time of the morning, putting their jeans on. 15 past 6. Good morning, Samuel Gordon-Stewart with you. A quick look at the lucky $5 note. We have a new lucky $5 note today. So get out your $5 notes. It could be worth $1,235. The $5 note that we're looking for today is CA 0599 8775. So if you've got that lucky $5 note, it's worth $1,235. So drop into the Mathaura Bowling Club and grab a bite to eat from their extensive lunch and dinner menu. The Mathaura Bowling Club, Cobb Highway, Mathaura. Phone 5884 3254.
Solid Gold Hits, 2QN.
Concrete and Clay, 20 past 6, 2QN, good morning. A look at the lost and found. Lost, a tortoise shell female cat. Quite small, de-sexed and has no collar on. That was lost at the river end of Henry Street in Deniliquin. Lost, a pair of gold-framed reading glasses on Crisp Street, Deniliquin. Lost, a blue heel across Shih Tzu male, blue in colour and fluffy with a brown collar on McCrab Road in Deniliquin. Found, an Australian king parrot in Deniliquin. Found, a male kelpie wearing a red collar, very friendly, in Cowinda Lane, Deniliquin. Lost, a black Samsung Slide mobile phone outside Denny Farm and Tool. That was lost on Saturday. Found, a male kelpie puppy with no collar, black with tan melon pips, face and leg markings. That was lost. Found on Hay Road. Lost, two male dogs. One of them is brown, the other is black and white. They're both old dogs and both have chain collars. They were lost in Collagen Creek. Found, a book outside Vogue here. Found, a small tan and white dog, could be a Jack Russell, quite young, found in the Blighty area, and that's all we have in the lost and found this morning. So if you've found any of those lost items, or if you've lost a found item, then give us a call during business hours, 5881 1811, so that we can reunite everyone with their property.
McGuinness Flint, Malton Barley Blues, 22 past 6. Good morning. That was the Shirelles with Soulja Boy. This is Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. The latest in regional news is next. 27 past 6 on 2QN. Good morning. Oh, it's a good thing the microphone is turned off when the songs are on, because you wouldn't want to hear me singing along with them, that's for sure. It's 6:30, and that means it's time for the regional news, brought to you by Finlay Millcast for all your irrigation needs.
T-shirt and long-sleeve bush shirt in green or blue. Rodwell's Deniliquin, Cobb Highway Roundabout.
15:21, 2QN weather.
A possible shower today. We're heading for a top of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, 22 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Saturday, sunny, 23 degrees. Then the cloud returns on Sunday, 23 degrees. And showers for Monday and Tuesday, 22 degrees. Currently, we have 11 degrees. We have an easterly wind blowing at 17 kilometres per hour. The humidity is 81%. The barometer, 1,020 hectopascals and rising. Now it's time for the rural news.
National Rural News.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Faber. Good morning.
This has been the National Rural News.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's 21 to 7 on 2QN. This is On the Land, and we'll start this morning with the Shepparton, the Shepparton Cattle Market Report. Here's Nicole Varley.
Good morning. This is Nicole Varley from National Livestock Reporting Service from Shepparton.
That's Nicole Varley there with the Shepparton Cattle Report. And what we'll go to now is the primary report.
Special edition of Primary Report on the Federal Budget. I'm Lindsay Douglas, and I'll be back with more rural news next week.
It's 5 to 7 on 2QN. This is On the Land.
Finlay Millcast manufactures and supplies quality irrigation structures and service what they sell. Be proactive. Protect your precious water allocation by strategically using headwalls and stops. Prevent seepage and unnecessary filling of channels. Don't waste it growing weeds. Finlay Millcast can provide your complete farm irrigation solutions. Before you talk to anyone about irrigation, talk to the team at Finlay Millcast. 5888 3050. And remember, they can deliver on farm.
5 to 7, this is On the Land on 2QN. Good morning. Eastern States bulk grain handler GrainCorp has announced a net profit of more than $32 million after tax in its half-yearly results. That's a sharp turnaround from the $6 million loss posted at the same time last year. GrainCorp says the good harvests, major cost-cutting and the removal of the bulk wheat export monopoly system assisted in the latest result. GrainCorp is also looking to raise $60 million in capital through selling more shares, and Director David Groves announced his resignation from the company's board. He's been a director since 1994. Peak grain grower bodies in Canada, Australia and the United States have agreed to coordinate the research and introduction of genetically modified wheat. Anti-GM campaigners say the deal is to try and avoid protests from customers, and they're vowing renewed action to stop GM wheat. Julie Newman from the Network of Concerned Farmers says there's no evidence international grain markets will support buying GM wheat. She says that every research done on GM wheat has found that there's only been two Asian millers that have said they will have GM wheat, providing that it's cheap. But no market actually wants it, she says. The Australian signatories include the Grains Council of Australia, the Grain Growers Association and the Pastoralists and Graziers Association of WA. Peter Flotman, the chief executive of the Grain Growers Association, says the industry has learnt from the introduction of GM canola. Chairman of the Grains Council of Australia, Murray Jones, says this deal will offer more choice. The National Australia Bank has increased its wheat harvest forecast due to recent rainfall along the eastern seaboard. It's now expecting 22.2 million tonnes will be harvested. That's up 1 million tonnes on last month's forecast. Carrigable grain grower Daniel Cooper is calling on farmers and young agribusiness professionals throughout New South Wales to attend upcoming Innovation Generation Conference being held in Tamworth. Daniel attended the inaugural conference held in Griffith in 2008 and said he had already registered to attend the conference in Tamworth this year after his positive experience last year. At last year's conference, Daniel was introduced to the Australian Future Grain Leaders Program, which he joined and will graduate from at the Australian Grains Industry Conference in July. Registrations for the conference are now open, and the theme this year is Sowing the Seeds of Success. Over 3 days, the conference will cover all aspects of the market, including consumer expectations, grain quality and performance, trade opportunities and challenges, biotechnology, as well as storage, handling and transport. Places will be limited to 300 delegates, so register early. The contact for that is the Grain Growers Association, 1-800-620-519. It's 2 to 7. This is On The Land.
Rand's Rural Supplies, Deniliquin, for your fertiliser. Buy in bulk and buy at the right price. MAP, DAP and urea, and great specials for the opening of their new fertiliser yard, New Weybridge 2. Call into Brown's or contact Ross Campion on 0429 170887 for all your cropping and pasture needs. Pick up from the Davison Street depot, or remember, on-farm delivery is available. Brown's Rural Supplies, Davison Street, Deniliquin, open early, shut late. The store that's there for you.
2 to 7, this is On The Land on 2QN. Good morning. Applications are now open for the 2009 New South Wales Farmer of the Year and Young Farmer of the Year Awards, and all farmers from across the state are encouraged to apply. New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries Ian McDonald and New South Wales Farmers Association President Jock Laurie declared the 6th annual awards open on Monday. Minister McDonald said there are many challenges facing farmers across the state, yet they remain resilient, determined and adaptable, three qualities highly valued by the Farmer of the Year judges. Doesn't say here how you how you apply. 1 to 7, Australia's live cattle export industry has had its busiest March on record, selling more than 83,000 head, which is up 13% on the same time last year. There's been a decline in cattle numbers out of Darwin, but that's been offset by smaller ports like Wyndham in WA and Townsville in Queensland. Michael Finucane from Meat and Livestock Australia says a big March has made up for the slow start to the year caused by floods. Now that cattle are available, we've obviously seen a good run of shipments coming out of Australia for March, he said. But I think overall our numbers for the first quarter of 2009 are on track with other years. I think we've just had a catch-up month based on the back of a slow start to January and February, he said. It's 7 o'clock, news time.
2QN National News, thanks to Fellows Bulk and Landmark Deniliquin for fertiliser needs.
2QN National News.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm David Armstrong. The parents of a book.
3050. And remember, they can deliver on farm.
1521, 2QN weather.
Across southern New South Wales and northern Victoria.
It's fun when that happens. It's a possible shower today, 21 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 22 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Saturday, sunny, 23 degrees. Sunday, cloudy, 23 degrees. Monday, showers, 22 degrees. Tuesday, more showers, 21 degrees. Around the country today, in Adelaide, mostly cloudy, 20 degrees. Alice Springs, sunny, 23. Brisbane, windy with rain, 20. Broome, sunny, 32 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29 degrees. In Canberra, a possible shower, 17 degrees. Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Hobart, mostly cloudy, 15 degrees. Melbourne, cloudy, 20 degrees. Perth, showers increasing, 25 degrees. And in Sydney, showers increasing, 19 degrees. Around the world, in Beijing, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. Brasilia, hazy, 25 degrees. Buenos Aires, mostly cloudy, 25 degrees. 22 degrees. Cape Town, possible shower, 16 degrees. Lagos, increasing sunshine, 30 degrees. London, mostly cloudy, 19 degrees. Los Angeles, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. For Mexico City, rain, 20 degrees. New Delhi, sunny, 42 degrees. New York, sunny, 27 degrees. Singapore, thunderstorms, 33 degrees. In Tokyo, sunny, 27 degrees. And in Wellington, possible thunderstorm, 9 degrees. Locally at the moment, we are sitting on 11 degrees. The winds are from the east at 17 kilometres per hour. The humidity is sitting on 81% and the barometer is 1,020 hectopascals and rising. It's 8 past 7 on 2QN. Good morning. This is Smokey with It's Your Life.
Southern New South Wales and Northern Victoria. You're listening to 1521 2QN.
Top of the morning to you, 11 past 7 on 2QN. Seven. The Carpenters there with Top of the World. Good morning, Samuel Gordon Stewart with you this morning. How good are you at climbing mountains? Well, Spaniard Eduane Passaban has moved closer to becoming the first woman to climb 14 of the world's highest mountains after scaling Mount Kanchenjunga on the border between Nepal and India. The 35-year-old reached the top of the mountain, the world's third highest, with an elevation of 8,586 metres with a group of Spanish climbers. The Basque climber is the first woman to climb 12 peaks that reach 8,000 metres above sea level, including the world's two highest mountains, Everest and K2. She's competing against Austria's Gerlind Kaltenbrunner and Italy's Nives Meroy to become the first woman to climb all 14 of the top 14 mountains. Passaban, who began her bid to make history in 2001, still must climb Annapurna and Shisi Pangma to meet her goal. Kaltenbrunner and Meroy have so far climbed 11 of the 14 summits, so they're only one mountain behind her. What's a mountain between friends?
Solid Gold Hits, 2QN.
Want to do your bit for the environment and save buckets of
local heroes?
Central IGA, your local hero.
Solid Gold Hits, 2QN.
18 past 7. Huey Lewis and the News, if this is it. Good morning. Two past seven on 2QN. If this is it, Huey Lewis in the news there. A couple interesting and very useful things were invented on this day in history. Shoes were made for both right and left feet for the first time since the fall of the Roman Empire in 1310. So probably not invented, but it's a good thing that they were reused. A fountain pen was painted by H.D. Ryde in 1830. Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis were granted a patent on the process of riveting pants in 1873. Clothes dryers were patented by George Sampson in 1892. The pneumatic hammer was invented by Charles Brady, King of Detroit, in 1892. And Australia's first airmail stamp was issued in 1929. Phil Seymour, Precious to Me. Good morning. 25 past 7 on 2QN. Phil Seymour, Precious to Me, and someone who's precious to all of us, Peter Reynolds from Cobram Caravans. Good morning, Peter.
G'day, Sam. What a lovely introduction.
How are you this morning?
Anyway, very good. So I'm in Melbourne picking up a new van to bring back another new Regal for some customers, some local people, matter of fact, from the Yarralonga area. But anyway, we've got some good vans here I want to mention this morning, Sam. One's the trade-ins from the Melbourne show.
Yeah.
And one's a 206, 206 19-foot Regal model with shower and toilet in the front corner, the doors at the back, in an immaculate condition with everything you can think of on it, and that will sell around that $44,000 mark. We've got another beauty here, 204 model, same thing with the same layout, shower, toilet in the front corner, and it will sell for about $4,000. The story is I've got about four very good Regal trade-ins, Sam, that we traded in over the week down in Melbourne, and we've got to move them along. We often go at about $48,000, $50,000 for these vans, but we'll have to sell them just that little bit cheaper. Now, how are you going in the breakfast show?
Oh, things are going pretty well. I seem to have found all of the bits and pieces now, so it's it's going pretty well.
You're finally getting up early, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning's easy?
Yeah, I'm pretty used to it. I do a bit of breakfast work back where I'm from in Canberra, so yeah, the early mornings don't bother me too much. But this morning, the alarm went off at 4, and I thought, no, I think I'll sleep till 4:30.
Good idea. You know, one other one I mentioned this morning, Sam's a 1992 Roadstar tandem, of course, caravan. Shower, toilet, batteries, I think it's got a solar panel on it. We've gone right over this unit. It's a very good unit, and we'll sell that for $23,000. So there's a bargain for somebody. Shower, toilet, air conditioning. It's a tandem Roadstar in very good condition for $23,000. Right, we'll leave it like that now, and we'll talk on Friday morning.
All right, Pete, and where can people find you at Cobram Caravans?
Yeah, well, find us there at 104 Broadway Street in Cobram. The phone number's 58722333. Thank you.
All right, Peter. Thank you very much. Peter Ennals there from Cobram Caravans. The news with Rob is next.
Cold nights and mornings are on the way, Anta.
But AU, all applications will be strictly confidential.
15:21, 2QN weather.
A possible shower today. We're heading for a top of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny 22. Friday, mostly sunny 22. Then Saturday, sunny 23. Cloud returning on Sunday and 23. And showers for Monday and Tuesday. Currently, it's 11 degrees. We have an easterly wind blowing at 14 kilometres per hour. The humidity is 81% and the barometer 1,020 hectopascals and steady.
Across southern New South Wales and northern Victoria, you're listening to 1521 2QN.
It's 23 to 8. Sniffing the tears, driver's seat. Good morning. To wait on 2QN, driver's seat by Sniffing the Tears, and someone who can put you in the driver's seat, Sandy Masner from Riverina Ford. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Samuel, and good morning, listeners.
And how are we going this morning?
Well, another lovely fine day, but hopefully there's some rain on the horizon, which will make a lot of people very happy, I think.
Yeah, showers forecast for Monday and Tuesday, and a possible shower today.
Let's hope they're very heavy showers.
Yeah, let's hope so.
But anyway, to get on with our job, we talked about a small car on Monday morning. Today, let's talk about a family car, one that I reckon represents really good value. This is a 2004 BA Fairmont sedan. Now, the Fairmont's packed with features, not just luxury features, but safety features as well. It's got ABS brakes, of course. Not only does it have driver and passenger airbags, but side airbags as well. It's also got an automatic climate control, so you can just set your temperature either side of the car and forget it. So no arguments there. Who'd say that had ever happened? 6-stack in-dash CD player. The other thing with this car is it's lightning strike in colour, which is that lovely light silver colour. Very, very popular. Now, it began its life at the factory with the enhanced suspension that is standard equipment on the Fairmont gear. So it's got the luxury sports suspension, which is all independent, 17-inch factory alloy wheels. So you look at it at a distance, it does look like a Fairmont gear, and not only does it look like a Fairmont gear, it drives like one. So it's the absolute ultimate in luxury and performance. It's travelled just 80,000 k's since new, with a full service history by one very caring owner. Now, these do represent good value. We're going to offer it this morning for a drive-away price of just $14,950. Its registered number is SXE158, so it will come with a full 12 months registration. We'll pay all your stamp duty and transfer, so you can take it home for just $14,950. If you want to talk finance, we've got some terrific packages available. Rates have come down. You just might be pleasantly surprised at what we can do there. Trade-ins we're looking for in all price ranges, so you could give us a call now. We're open for business on 58-831-433. That's 58-831-433. And if you'd like to have a look at this Fairmont, or indeed any other of our used cars, just jump on the website, which is www.riverinaford.com.au.
All righty then, Sandy. Just something I noticed that might interest you. It was on this day back in 1959 that Ford Motor Company won the battle to call its new car the Falcon. They managed to register the name just 20 minutes before Chrysler made an attempt on it.
Actually, I think that's right. I had heard a story like that. You're dead right. And I actually remember when that first Falcon was released, so... it's a long, long time ago, but the name is a legend, and that is an interesting fact that not a lot of people know. You're right, Samuel.
Mm. Yes, and you've been in the industry for a while, you know what you're talking about, and Ford made the cars.
And Riverina Ford made the difference.
And that's Sandy Masner from Riverina Ford. It's coming up to, as he said, looking at the clock, it's 16 to 8 on 2QN.
Hi, it's Mark from the Deniliquin News Ainsley Bookstore.
Laptops, security systems, wide entertainment have it all. Local people with local solutions. Corner of George and Harding Street, Deniliquin, 5881 3555.
The 2QN Birthday Book.
And this morning we're saying a happy birthday to Georgia Bradford from everyone at St Michael's School, Deniliquin. Also a happy birthday to Kyle Hayes. Again, a happy birthday from everyone at St Michael's School, Deniliquin. Big happy birthday to Jake Wilkinson today. Jake is the big 60. Have a great day from all your family and friends and all the bunch of crews. See you there. Also, Poppy Bruce. Bruce Crothers is another year older. Won't say how old he is, though. If you see him at the high school today, wish him a great day from all your family and friends and from all the kids, and have a good one, Chicken Man from Guess Who. So that's those birthdays today. And let's see, if you're having your birthday today, you're sharing the birthday with Sir Henry Bolt, who was born in Ballarat in Victoria in 1908. He was the Premier of Victoria for a record 17 years from 1955 to 1972, and he was knighted in 1966. And Geoff Allen, born in Myrtleford, Victoria, the Australian entertainer, after a career in vaudeville, he moved to television and worked on IMT and then various children programs as Joffa Boy from 1958 to 1975. Brian Dixon was born in 1936. He's turning 73 today. The former Australian rules footballer with Melbourne. He played in 5 Melbourne Premiership sides and coached North Melbourne from 1971 to 72. He also had a successful political career as a Liberal MLA and went on to become the Minister for Youth, Sport and Recreation. In fact, he was the original overseer of the Life Be In It campaign. And we have who else today? Well, we'll come to that one in just a moment, I think, because, of course, if you're having a birthday this week, and if we read out your birthday during the week, you could win a great prize when we do the draw each Friday morning. But the birthday that we'll come to now, it's Joe Cocker's birthday. He's 65. And this song, probably one of his more memorable.
Baby,
it's 11 to 8. Good morning. Joe Cocker turning 65 today, and a few years ago the government would have paid us to play that song, but not anymore. And a late birthday. Happy birthday to Janice Christie of Finlay. It's a happy 70th birthday to Janice from your cousin Anne. So happy birthday, Janice.
Autumn is here and it's time to call into my shop and
for information.
Echuca Moama Weddings Expo, Sunday, May 24th, 2009, Hopwood Gardens, Murray Esplanade, Echuca. Fully enclosed marquees showcasing the region's finest bridal services, spectacular bridal fashion parades and prizes to be won. 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. admission, $12.
Have you been to the Cobb Highway Roadhouse for breakfast?
Rodwell's Deniliquin, Cobb Highway Roundabout.
We have a new lucky $5 note today. It's worth $1,235. It's CA05998775. So drop into the Mathara Bowling Club and grab a bite to eat from their extensive lunch and dinner menu. The Mathara Bowling Club, Cobb Highway, Mathara. Phone 5884-3254.
Solid Gold Hits, 1521 2QN.
Elvis Presley, Burning Love. 3 to 8, good morning. The 8 o'clock news is brought to you by Wheatley and Associates for Elders Residential, Deniliquin's leaders in real estate.
2QN National News.
It's 8 o'clock morning. I'm David Armstrong. A 13-year-old boy up 6th. Les Wheatley, Elders Residential, leaders in real estate.
It is with deep regret that we announce the death of Brian Keith Horan, late of Deniliquin, aged 77 years. The funeral service for the late Brian Horan will be held at the Glenley Chapel, 453 Harfleur Street, Deniliquin, Friday afternoon on May the 22nd, commencing at 2 p.m. Following the service, the cortege will lead for the Deniliquin Lawn Cemetery. Funeral arrangements for the late Brian Horan are in the care of Jeff and Glenda Coulter of Riverina Funerals, Deniliquin. Phone 5881 5111. And it is with deep regret that we announce the death of Christine Mary West, late of Bendigo, formerly of Deniliquin. A graveside funeral service for the late Christine West will be held at Friday, May 22nd, commencing at 11 a.m. at the Deniliquin Lawn Cemetery. Funeral arrangements for the late Christine West are in the care of Jeff and Glenda Coulter of Riverina Funerals. Phone 5881 5111.
1521 2QN weather.
A possible shower today. We're heading for a top of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, 22 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Saturday, sunny, 23 degrees. On Sunday, the cloud returns, 23 degrees. Then showers on Monday and Tuesday. Checking the weather around the country now, and in Adelaide, mostly cloudy, 20 degrees. Alice Springs, sunny, 23. Brisbane, windy with rain, 20. Broome, sunny, 32 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower, 17 degrees. Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Hobart, mostly cloudy, 15 degrees. Melbourne, cloudy, 20 degrees. Perth, showers increasing, 25 degrees. Sydney, showers increasing, 19 degrees. Around the world now, Beijing, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. Brasilia, hazy, 25 degrees. Buenos Aires, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees. Cape Town, possible shower, 16 degrees. Lagos, increasing sunshine, 30 degrees. London, mostly cloudy, 19 degrees. Los Angeles, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Mexico City, rain, 20 degrees. New Delhi, sunny, 42 degrees. New York, sunny, 27 degrees. Singapore, thunderstorms, 33 degrees. Tokyo, sunny, 27 degrees. And, well, a large temperature range in Wellington. They've got an overnight low of 6, a top of 9, and they're having a possible thunderstorm. Right now, locally, we have 11 degrees, an easterly wind blowing at 14 kilometres per hour. The humidity is 80% and the barometer is 1,021 hectopascals and rising.
Solid Gold Hits, 1521 2QN.
Supertramp with a song that, well, we hope comes true. It's raining again, 9 past 8. Good morning. Thirteen past eight, rather. Supertramp, it's raining again, and it hopefully will later on. We've got possible showers today and showers for Monday and Tuesday. Joining us in the studio at the moment, Rob Harrington from the newsroom. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Samuel. How are you for this Wednesday?
Oh, pretty good.
It's midweek and the week's flying away.
Yes, so it's hump day, as they say.
It is hump day, that's right. The weekend's just around the corner,
yep.
But there is a bit happening.
Mm.
One issue that's come up this week... The issue of kangaroos on local roads around the region.
Yeah, you've had Tom Weyridge, the Murray Shire councillor, on the news this morning talking about he wants a kangaroo cull.
Apparently, according to him, the problem's that serious that he's calling for a kangaroo cull. So obviously, it must be. He's reporting that there's been a fair few related accidents relating kangaroos. So if it's that bad, then it's going to be interesting to see whether this sort of a culling program can be get any support. But anyway, Tom's pushing this campaign to try and get some, well, obviously try and make the roads a bit safer.
Mm. Now, you caught up with him yesterday on the phone. We've you interviewed him. We've got that here. So we'll. This is Tom Weyrich talking to Rob Harrington yesterday.
Obviously, drought conditions have escalated this problem with kangaroos around the district. Just how widespread is the problem over the region? Is it becoming, obviously it's becoming worse, but is it more dangerous now than it's ever been on our roads?
Oh, absolutely, Rob. You're absolutely correct. While the drought continues, kangaroo numbers are on the increase. They have been on the increase for a number of years. And motorists in particular need to be very wary of kangaroos. This problem is being exacerbated by the ongoing drought, and while it continues, this problem will continue. I'm one of the few people who still believe that a human life is worth more than an animal's life, and I also believe that realistically anyone who hits a kangaroo was probably not going to put the kangaroo in the car and take it to a vet or an RSPCA station. It's a very unfortunate set of circumstances, but we need to take stock of what is happening, and I would appeal to the appropriate authorities that they consider some sort of realistic and common sense culling of these animals.
Okay, what about the solution? How would you go about culling them?
Well, there are various ways to cull animals. I'm certainly no expert in that field, but I would suggest shooting would probably be the quickest and the easiest. It's not a very pleasant business, and I don't have any issues with kangaroos, I can tell you, but something's going to have to be done, and be done pretty soon. All the way from Moama to Deniliquin and the other side of Deniliquin, and all of the district is being inflicted with increased numbers of kangaroos, and all I'm suggesting is that we put in place some sort of a responsible cull.
Okay, and who's probably going to have to play a big role who are you calling on to be instrumental in trying to fight the problem?
The New South Wales State Government have a couple of departments that are engaged actively as we speak in culling, and obviously further north than here. Those departments I would ask that they continue their investigations a bit further south down to the Victorian-New South Wales border to try and alleviate the issue.
Okay, and just your final message, obviously you're urging motorists, particularly around the Mathau region and north of Deniliquin, just to be mindful of kangaroos on the roads.
Very, very careful driving, particularly at dusk and early morning. Unfortunately, kangaroos don't have the same thought processes as we do. They're capable of doing some amazing things, and we've all heard amazing stories about kangaroos. My advice is drive very, very careful.
All right, Tom, thanks for catching up with us on 2QN.
No worries. Thanks, Rob.
That was Tom Weyrich talking to our journalist, Rob Harrington. Rob, this issue struck a bit of a chord with me because I'm from Canberra, and we've had...
You're familiar with this one?
Yeah, we the Defence own a few sites in Canberra where they've wanted to cull kangaroos, one being the Belconnen Naval Base, and try and work out why there's a naval base in the middle of a landlocked city. They did that one, there was a lot of publicity around it, and... A lot of furore. The green groups were out in action there.
They're outraged, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, very much so. Recently, Majura, in the east of Canberra, they own a site there. There's a lot of kangaroos there. They went and did a kangaroo cull in secret without telling anyone. Apparently, they didn't even tell the minister that they were going to do it.
Really? So
yeah.
Without the minister's approval?
Yeah, pretty much. So I can understand why they did it in secret, though, because last time it was just a mess of publicity and people who are angry. But you really do get two sides of the argument. You've got the green groups who want to hug the kangaroos and take them home and protect them, and then you've got people like Tom Weyrich who see them as a pest,
as a threat to people's safety. I guess that's the line he's pushing. So obviously, but I've been in similar situations before where you've been driving along and you've just had a close call. You've been driving that little bit quicker, you would have collided with one.
Oh yeah.
So it can that happen that easy? So it's a bit of a concern.
Yeah, and I know that a few farmers find them as a pest as well. I've had a few close calls as well with them. It's one night where I was speeding slightly, and it's probably... Far be it from me to condone speeding, but probably a good thing I was, because the kangaroo jumped out on this dual carriage road, got halfway across the road, and then decided that it didn't like this anymore. It was going to go back.
It went back.
Yep.
That's very surprising.
Yep. Now, I wasn't expecting it to go back. I thought, okay, it's bounding along. It's going to keep going across the road.
In La La Land?
Yep. It bounded back while I was driving past it. If I'd been going a little bit slower, it would have jumped into me.
So that is a very close call.
Oh, yeah. I have hit a baby kangaroo once, or a very small kangaroo. It did more damage to the kangaroo than it did to the car. But what do you think? Should we be culling kangaroos?
It's a difficult one, very difficult one, complicated one. I'm thinking that kangaroos are very important to Australia's culture. It's our label is the kangaroo, flying kangaroo. So it's probably not a good thing to be getting out like something that's. It's probably going to affect Australia's image if it becomes more prevalent.
Hmm.
That's what I'm concerned about. But if there is a genuine issue there where it's a real problem. And people's lives are put at risk, then I'm all for it.
Okay, well, it's certainly one of those issues that divides people. Rob, thanks for that.
Thanks, Samuel.
Rob Harrington from the newsroom there. We'll have some more music. Liv Mason coming up shortly.
Solid Gold Hits 1521 2QM.
Need help finding a job or the right person for your vacancy? Look no further.
Gwyn Cobb Highway Roundabout.
We had a call off air there about the kangaroos suggesting that we should mow sort of 20 metres either side of the road so that we can actually see whether it's a kangaroo or a bush. And at night, you've got absolutely no way of telling whether it's a kangaroo or a bush, so not a bad idea. We'll pass that on to Tom for you. Community contact now for Wheatley and Associates for Elders Residential, Deniliquin's leaders in real estate. The Tokenwall Lions Club will be holding a public meeting at Tokenwall Memorial Hall on Friday the 29th of May at 10 a.m. concerning the important need to base an ambulance at Tokenwall. MP John Williams and a representative from the New South Wales Ambulance will be in attendance to answer questions from the public. Go along and give your support on this very important issue. Inquiries, contact Cheryl Townsing of the Tokenwall Lions on 03 5874 3753. And the Deniliquin Naponda Hospital Auxiliary are holding a special dinner meeting with guest Julie Gwinnan on Tuesday the 26th of May from 6 p.m. at the Globe Hotel. All members are most welcome and should RSVP by Monday the 25th.
Solid Gold Hits 1521 2QN.
The basis of far too many bad jokes. Knock knock, who's there? Liv Mason, 24 past 8 on 2QN. Good morning.
Tears of rain run.
Liv Mason with Knock Knock, who's there? It's coming up to 27 past 8, and we'll have the latest in regional news at half past. But in this economic downturn, have you been thinking of quitting? Well, Google, concerned by the recent departure of several top executives, have developed an algorithm to try to identify which employees are likely to quit. I suppose there's some basis to it, but the proof will be in the pudding. I suppose if we see any more of their top executives quit, well, we'll know the algorithm didn't work.
Echuca Fashion Centre is Echuca's bargain centre.
And chicken. So you want to drop into Moama Quality Meats today, next to the border in Moama.
We're having a lot of requests this morning for the lucky $5 note, probably because it's a new one this morning. So it's worth $1,235, and I'll do it a bit more slowly this time. The lucky $5 note is CA 05 99 87 75, and that's CA 05 99 87 75. So drop into the Mathara Bowling Club and grab a bite to eat from their extensive lunch and dinner menu. The Mathara Bowling Club, Cobb Highway, Mathara. Phone 5884 3254 830. It's news time.
2QN local news with thanks to Murray Mallee Training Company.
13 14 33. Bigger, better.
15 21. 2QN weather.
A possible shower today. We're heading for a top of 21 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, 22. Friday, mostly sunny, 22. Saturday, sunny, 23. Then the cloud returning on Sunday, 23 degrees. And for Monday, showers, 22. Tuesday, showers, 21. Currently, we have 12 degrees. There's an easterly wind blowing at 17 kilometres per hour. The humidity is 74% and the barometer 1,021 hectopascals and rising.
Across southern New South Wales and northern Victoria, you're listening to 1521 2QN.
Los Lobos, let's go, let's go. Twenty-three to nine on 2QN.
Do you want your next DIY job to look...
Across southern New South Wales and northern Victoria, you're listening to 1521 2QN.
17 to 9, Marsha Hines, Your Love Still Brings Me... I can't say the rest of the title. Doesn't matter. 17 to 9, good morning. Marsha Hines at 14 to 9 on 2QN. Good morning. Samuel Gordon-Stewart with you. The Red Shield appeal is on again, and Salvation Army are looking for your support. Joining us on the line to discuss this is Major Gary Masters from the Salvation Army. Major, good morning.
Good morning, Samuel. Good to be speaking to you this morning.
Yeah, it's good to be speaking to you. This is a very very important event. It's your major fundraiser for the year. I understand that you're trying to raise $73 million this year.
That is correct. It's quite an incredible amount of money when people think about it. But when you compare that to the fact that the Salvation Army is spending nearly $500 million across Australia, that's $500 million on our social programs. The $73 million that the Red Shield Appeal raises represents the deficit that amount which we can't cover to provide those services in any other way. So it's absolutely vital that we raise those funds so that our services can continue.
It absolutely is. I mean, some of the services that you provide in a typical week, I mean, more than 100,000 meals. I mean, that must cost an absolute fortune.
Well, they're staggering numbers when you look at some of the services that we provide. But I would encourage people to remember that they are national figures, and remember that there are expressions of Salvation Army service dotted all across the country, and some of them larger, some of them smaller, and all of them are doing different forms of our work. Some are doing some sorts of work, some are doing others, and this is a national figure. You take all those all of what those centres are doing from across the country, and these are the sorts of figures you come up with, and it's really just amazing. So it's not like we're providing 50,000 meals per night in Melbourne. That's not the way it works. It's across the whole of Australia.
Mm. And this year, of course, we've had the global economic downturn. That's made it harder on people. Will that affect you this year? Will that make it mean you have to provide more services?
It will. The interesting thing about it, Samuel, is that when you see during times of global financial crisis, people's available money to give away and to help charities declines, but it's at that very same time that the need for services of charities rises. And so it's a double-edged sword. Not only does it hit you one way, but it hits you another way as well. Now, the Salvation Army is confident that we're going to reach our goals. We're confident in the support of Australians. However, we are recognising that the times are tough, and so we're not being, I don't think, unreasonable in our goals for this year.
One of the main parts of the Red Shield Appeal is the door knock, which is on the weekend 23rd to the 24th of May, so that's obviously this coming weekend. How can people help out with that?
In a variety of ways. At this point, the most important thing that people can do is be ready for when the collector calls. Now that we're going to have people out across the whole weekend, and they're going to be endeavouring to knock on every door in Australia. So hopefully,
that is quite a task.
It is, and it takes us 100,000 volunteers to do it. So it's still some pretty big numbers that we're talking about there. But we've been working on this for months, and we have our forces ready to go out there and do the collecting. It's not too late for people to volunteer if they want to contact their local Salvation Army and offer their services as a volunteer collector. We would really be so grateful to them for doing that. But I think the most important thing that people can do at the moment is be ready for the collector when they call. Now, I would just make a point here, encourage people also to be on the lookout for bona fide collectors. They're easy to spot because they'll have a lanyard clearly saying Salvation Army Red Shield Appeal 2009 around their neck. They'll be carrying a white bag with a big red shield upon it, and they'll also have a receipt book, and an official Salvation Army receipt will be given for each and every donation. So please, we know that people don't want a donation, want a receipt for a 50-cent donation, but please ask for the receipt anyway, because it just keeps our collectors honest.
And it is something that has come up in previous years where you have seen people, which is just despicable, pretending to be Salvation Army people when they're not.
Fortunately, it doesn't happen that often, but unfortunately it does happen. It's in the minority, but we think that if people look out for those three safeguards, particularly if you ask for your receipt, your official Salvation Army receipt when you give your donation, if the person doesn't have one, they'll run a mile. And then if they could contact their local police and the Salvation Army and let us know that someone's out doing the wrong thing, that would be really helpful.
Mm. And, of course, it's not just through the door knock that people can help if they're not going to be home or whatever. They can call you to make a donation?
They can. Every collector will be dropping an envelope in the letterboxes of those people who they find not home, so they can use that envelope to send in either a cash or a cheque or a credit card donation, or if they want to just hop online, they can go to salvos.org.au and make a donation, a credit card donation online, or if they'd prefer, they can call our call centre or our national hotline number on 13 Salvos, 137258. Easy to remember, just give that number a call and they'll help you make a donation via your credit card.
Well, very best of luck with it. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I do hope that you are able to reach your target.
We're very confident, and we're certain that with the support of the Australian public that all our goals will be met.
Thank you very much for that. That's Major Gary Masters from the Salvation Army there, talking about the Red Shield Appeal. People will be coming around to door knock this weekend. And, of course, you can also donate by calling 13 Salvos, which is 137258, or visit the website salvos.org.au. It's 7 to 9 on 2QN.
Solid Gold Hits, 2QN.
Echuca,
54822744. 4 to 9 on 2QN. Echuca Moama Weddings Expo, Sunday, May 24th, 2009. Hopwood Gardens, Murray Esplanade, Echuca. Fully enclosed marquees showcasing the region's finest bridal services, spectacular bridal fashion parades, prizes to be won. 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. admission, $12.
Keeping your boat in peak conditions easy. Just see low price. See the blokes at Rodwell's Deniliquin, Cobb Highway Roundabout.
It's a minute to 9 on 2QN. Neil Mitchell coming in after the 9 o'clock news. Well, you know, politicians do get a bit of a bad rap for being dishonest, and it seems that honesty is the best policy, because a Croatian politician has been swept to power after promising voters he would rip them off at every opportunity. Barefaced Joska Riza was voted in as mayor in Prolozac with a landslide victory, using the slogan, "All for me, nothing for you." I just told them the truth. This town will be like my family business. If I get a little something, so do they, he explained. So locals who backed Riza said they would be happy to have him as mayor, despite his bizarre campaign pledge. Ivan Viznik, 57, a local, said, "We know what we're letting ourselves in for. We're going to get ripped off no matter who takes over. At least he's being honest and upfront about it." And he has said that if things get better for him, then they will get better for us. A politician with a promise you can actually believe. It's, well, honesty is the best policy after all. 9 o'clock news coming up in just a moment. I'm Samuel Gordon-Stewart, filling in for Paul Dix. Back tomorrow from 9 a.m. Hope you have a great day, and hopefully those showers do come around. The Bureau saying they will, a top of 21. It's 9 o'clock news time. Good morning.
This national news update is brought to you by the Moama Tavern, Nina Street, Moama.
2QN National News.